You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Jessica Lee Libos, who's the community editor of Connect Savannah. Hi, Jessica.
Always great to be here, Emily.
Great to have you. Also with us is Amy Page Condon, the editor of Savannah Magazine. Hi, Amy.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
And this is a jam-packed weekend, starting today with a couple of fundraisers.
Yeah, Thursday is pretty jam-packed. There's a lot going on, starting with the Savannah Tree Foundation's Fall Frolic at the Ships of the Sea Museum. This is their annual fundraiser, and they're instrumental in maintaining the canopy and the appreciation of the canopy and Savannah's trees. And the Tibetan monks have returned to Savannah for their San Mandala residency at the Telfair Museums. And on Thursday, they are delivering a lecture on the meditation, a tool for consciousness. Also, Savannah Technical College's culinary program is hosting their annual Bistro Savoir Interactif. So Thursday is already like crazy packed.
Yeah, that's just barely even the weekend.
Yes, not even technically the weekend yet.
Ongoing all weekend, there is a fun new theater production, Jessica.
This is the second weekend of the Savannah Sipping Society, brought to you by the Collective Face Performing Troupe.
Do you get to drink while you watch?
Well, you know, they do allow beverages in the theater. I'm not sure about alcoholic ones, but, you know, this follows four Savannah women on dealing with life and enjoying each other. And it's an original play, an original script. Everybody should come out to see it. And then on Saturday, so much going on as well. It's a lot of festivals. The Pinpoint Seafood Festival is going to be a delicious, fantastic time. It's being held at the Pinpoint Heritage Museum, which was the site of a historic oyster factory. It was a successful fishing village that was founded by former slaves from other coastal islands. And it's also the birthplace of Clarence Thomas. So you can learn a lot about the history that's right here. It's tucked away on the way out to Skidaway Island. And you can enjoy amazing smothered shrimp and grits and deviled crabs and clams, and they're all the recipes that have been handed down for generations by these African-American families that have lived there for so long.
Also on Saturday is the 7th annual Stats Fest. So a lot of the local bands, Trainwrecks, Waits & Co., City Hotel, will be playing at Grayson Stadium. This is the first time it's being held in Grayson Stadium.
You know, this is the 7th year that the community has gotten together to support Jason Statz. He is a musician and still a designer. He has been confined to a wheelchair since getting shot on the first gig for his new band. And the musical community has been amazing. It's going to be a really good time.
Yeah, it started small and it has just grown to, and it's become a real community event.
Well, it just shows that this community really supports its own.
Speaking of community support, Amy, looking ahead to Sunday, there is a block party on Sunday. I'll let you talk about it.
Absolutely. The West Side Block Party. This is a wonderful collaboration between Deep Center's Block by Block program, ArtRise Savannah, and the Savannah Downtown Redevelopment Authority. And it's going to be held at the Ralph Mark Gilbert Civil Rights Museum starting at 3 p.m. on Sunday. There's going to be art. Then the students that participate in Deep's Block by Block program, which is their advanced writing program, they did a whole study of history and stories of the west side of Savannah. So they're going to have a story walk where you can go from different parts all along Wayne Street and hear different stories. But there's also readings in the foyer of the museum. There's going to be food trucks. And then some of the event leads to ideas for the redevelopment of the MLK corridor by these students.
You're not only having a good time, but you're learning, you're supporting, and you're understanding the Savannah that is the real Savannah that truly exists right now.
And you're giving a voice to young people who are like 14, 15 years old, a voice in how their city redevelops, how their city transforms, and what they see are some of the critical issues. And it's rare that young people get a voice.
Amy mentioned the Tibetan monks that are at the Telfair all this week, and they're sort of having their culminating event on Sunday.
So all week long, they build this incredible, intricate, beautiful mandala, and to go in and watch them do it is such a calming and meditative experience. And, you know, life is temporary. That is what they are all, that is the message.
No attachment to the outcome.
So the closing ceremony of the Monk's residency here is also a really amazing thing to witness, because after all of this hard work, they very quietly and methodically destroy their mandala and gather up the sand and with a procession to the Savannah River and cast it away to the wind. It's very beautiful to watch.